Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
And I want to go right to my very special guest, former presidential candidate, author of the book For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind. She is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. She is Tulsi Gabbard. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, aloha. It is good to talk to you, and I hope you're having a wonderful time out there.
We are having fun, Tulsi. Aloha to you. I was hoping that you'd be here in person, but it's an honor to talk to you regardless, either way. We have a lot to chat about, so let's get right to it. First of all, your thoughts on the assassination attempt of former President Trump, and specifically that we're supposed to just buy this narrative that it was just simply human error.
Well, first of all, the tragedy, the historic tragedy that occurred on that day is something that we should, none of us should take lightly. I was infuriated by the hypocrisy that came from President Biden in his address to the country and the same rhetoric that was being shared by so many in the Democrat elite and the so-called pundits on TV who shared their words of unity and calmness and against political violence. When for years they've been demonizing President Trump, calling him the modern day Hitler, calling him a fascist, calling him the guy who will end all elections in America. The greatest threat to democracy was what President Biden said there in Philadelphia. So as you know very well, Rich, that this kind of rhetoric can lead to a dangerous place, and they bear responsibility for that, for the consequences of their rhetoric. The fact that the director of the Secret Service has not yet been fired is beyond me, given the multiple failures. You can say, oh, there's going to be an investigation. Just a cursory layman looking at what occurred there should result in the director at a minimum being fired. But there does need to be a very deep dive investigation into the multiple failures that happened there. And I just want to say one last thing about that. You know, you've got a lot of people who are so-called experts on TV talking about the shooter and maybe what a difficult shot it was and prognosticating. The shot and the range and the distance that the assassin used against President Trump is not even the farthest distance that any basic trainee who's been in the Army for a few weeks is required to hit just to be able to graduate from basic combat training in the Army. It was not, unfortunately, a difficult shot, which again points to the extreme failures of those who were charged to protect former President Donald Trump.
You know, Tulsi Gabbard, you're so right. And I actually played a clip of you from a year ago. Yesterday on my show, a year ago, you talked to Laura Ingraham about this. And you said, you know, when you compare Trump to Hitler, there are people who may think they're stopping evil, you know, that they're on the side of right here. That's why when the left compares him to Hitler, this isn't just simply incendiary rhetoric or rhetoric like take your country back or the people will rise up. This is almost saying to somebody, you have a moral obligation to take this man out because he's Adolf Hitler. It's just, that is why this comparison, in my opinion, is so incredibly wrong.
And you add on to that, Rich, I just saw a video of a Jack Black concert where with his fellow bandmate, they were singing him happy birthday and then asking him what his birthday wish was. And he said, don't miss Trump yeah. next time. Yeah. You saw that come from a congressional staffer. You've heard that come from different people on MSNBC. It is reflective of what they really want. A few of them said that quiet part out loud, which is what is so incredibly revealing about how far they're willing to go. And this is the thing you say, you know, when you have someone who feels like they're performing a moral act and they justify that for the greater good. Well, this is how the Democrat elite are justifying everything that they're doing. It's how they're justifying undermining the rule of law, how they're justifying trying to take Donald Trump off the ballot in over 32 states. It's how they are justifying every single one of their brazen abuses of power. They believe they are doing the right thing when, in fact, they're destroying our country.
Tulsi Gabbard, your book, For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind, is essential reading. It's a fantastic book, and I'm so grateful you wrote it. And I want to highlight the fact that you had the presence, the maturity to say, I was wrong, and I've changed my thinking on something. Very similar to J.D. Vance, who at one time was very critical of Donald Trump. Very similar to Amber Rose, who was on that stage last night, saying that I believed corporate media lies. See, I applaud you. I really do. And I want people to understand how much I respect you. I was rooting for you to be the VP choice, by the way, up until the last minute, just so you know. But I respect people who can say, I was wrong. And look, you know, that takes a lot of maturity and it takes a lot of courage, and it's not easy to do.
Well, when your goal is to put the well-being of our country and the American people first, rather than thinking of yourself or your image or what people may think of you, it should not be an act of courage. And especially when people who've chosen a path of public service, of public office, to speak the truth is something that should be the basic expectation of the American people, of those they put in positions of leadership and positions in the government. I think that there are so many people across our country, and I appreciate you sharing my book, For Love of Country, with your listeners, because as we head into this general election, there are still a lot of people who don't know how they're going to vote in November, on November 5th, and a lot of people who've walked a similar path that I have, who are so disheartened and even perhaps angry at how insane the Democrat elite have become. My book provides a compelling message based on my personal experiences about how we must come together as a country to take a stand for freedom, to take a stand for peace and prosperity. And the way that we fix what is so broken, we the people fix what's so broken, it begins by getting informed and making sure that our voices are heard at the ballot box. That's how we win.
Tulsi, you are a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve, and thank you for your service to our country. Today's theme at the convention is Make America Safe Again. How do we make America safe again?
Well, there's twofold. It's number one, first and foremost, securing our border, period. That has to be priority number one. Without a border, we are not a country. President Trump is committed to doing that and making that the priority it deserves. But also, as we look to President Biden's foreign policy and how egregiously he has failed us, and I was listening to his press conference that he delivered on the last day of the NATO conference in D.C. last week, and he kept saying over and over again, touting his victories, saying that he has made us more safe by expanding NATO, by continuing to escalate this regime change war against Russia, by this escalating a regime change war with China, by putting us on the brink of war with Iran and North Korea. He's pushed us closer to the brink of nuclear Armageddon more than we have ever been before. And yet he stands there and looks at us and claims he has made us more safe. He has made us far less safe and pushed us into greater harm, more so than I certainly in my lifetime have seen our country's security being so derailed and undermined. So on both the domestic front with our own borders and on the national security front with other countries, those are the two major areas of focus that we need to bring about not only serious change, but completely overhaul the destructive policies that the Biden-Harris administration has put in place.
I want to read a tweet for you, and you should follow Tulsi on X, at Tulsi Gabbard. Does anyone really believe after seeing the debate that Biden is in charge and the real power lies with the deep state, intelligence agencies, and the propaganda media who got him elected in the first place? Do you think they're going to keep Biden as the candidate? I know it's hard to make predictions, but I kind of think at this, I was thinking that up until Saturday's events in Butler. I kind of think they're stuck with him now because I don't know what Democrat would actually want to go up against Trump and lose. But it's very obvious either way that Joe Biden is not really in charge.
That is true. That is completely true. And for those who didn't know it before in that debate performance, they certainly learned that to be true then. I don't know is the short answer. I don't know if they're going to switch him out. You know, they have their virtual nomination happening here in just a couple of weeks before they actually gather in Chicago for their convention. But the reality is that I think it's important for us to pay attention to is whether they keep Joe Biden or replace him with Kamala Harris or someone else. We can know for certain that just as Joe Biden is not the one calling the shots as it relates to our country's policies and our foreign policy, whoever they replace him with, if they go that route, will also not be the ones calling the shots. When we talk about the deep state, the administrative state, the military-industrial complex, people say, well, who are these people?
Yeah.
People who we did not elect. How do we hold them accountable? It's the Tony Blinkens of the world. It's Jake Sullivan. It's the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. It's those who are serving in our national security state who are putting their power ahead of the interests of the country. President Trump is the guy who can go and actually wrestle control back from these people and put it back into the hands of those that we, the people, have chosen to serve in those leadership positions.
You know, it's always a joy to talk to you. And I saw you tweet out that you thought J.D. Vance was a good choice for vice president. You think it's a strong ticket. Tell me your thoughts on that, if you would, Tulsi.
You know, unlike a lot of the warmongering uniparty in Washington, in the Senate for quite some time, J.D. Vance has been a very strong voice against continuing to escalate this regime change war against Russia and calling for peace. I mean, he has said what anyone who's paying attention knows to be true, which is, this is a war that's being waged that Ukraine cannot win. They do not have the capabilities to win. And so it's a war that will only end when there is a negotiated outcome. You know, I think J.D. Vance brings an outsider's perspective to Washington. He brings the voices of a lot of folks in the middle of the country, those who grew up in Appalachia like he did, at a time where we need hope again in our country. And his bringing their experiences, their challenges, and also a problem-solving mindset is something that brings strength to the ticket in November.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you, and I really wish you the best. I'm so grateful for all you do for our country and for your voice. The book is For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind. Tulsi Gabbard, I thank you so much for joining me. Aloha, live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Aloha.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour. On the Rich Cioli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center, grandhotelcapemay.com.
All right, yes, this is our happy hour, and we're very, very happy here at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee as we analyze all things that are going on. And it's great to be here with you today. So it makes me happy. I want to thank the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for their incredible sponsorship of the show. And don't forget to make your summer vacation plans now by going to grandhotelcapemay.com, grandhotelcapemay.com, as we continue along here with 30 minutes of nonstop talk. I want to mention this to you as well. This is pretty amazing here. Sean Raup Consovage is the mayor of a town in Pennsylvania, Burnville, PA. He reportedly said, try harder after the shooter missed. Disgraceful. There's a petition going around to have him removed from office. There you go. Patrick Webb, Congressman Patrick Webb, tweeting out the following a short time ago. Following the Secret Service agreeing to provide briefing to the Oversight Committee, Department of Homeland Security has since intervened, taking over communications, and is now refusing to comply with a briefing agreement on the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. That's what's going on right now. That's breaking news right there. So they are stonewalling, and you got to wonder why they're stonewalling, what they're trying to protect, what they're trying to cover up. Why are they stonewalling like this? Why are they not cooperating? And I think as more and more details of this come out, we understand really what is happening. And, you know, they're putting out this story of the would-be assassin being bullied when he was a kid and that he was brutally bullied, and as if to say that that's what led him to go down this path. I was bullied as a kid. I never became an assassin. I'm not justifying bullying, but I find that it's interesting how quickly they're trying to write the narrative that this lone gunman was just a nut who was bullied as a child and had a traumatic childhood and blah, 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 blah. So they say he didn't want attention in school, his classmates said. They didn't want attention in school. So I don't believe a lot of the stuff that's coming out about this. I think that it's a situation where they're trying to find a way in some ways to make it seem like he fits exactly the profile of a lone gunman, lunatic shooter. Now, look, maybe he does, and maybe that'll be proven so. But I have a lot of updates about things. I'm very skeptical of everything that I keep hearing right now. I really do. Let me go over the speaker list and schedule with you. Big night tonight here in Milwaukee. Nikki Haley will be speaking. Marco Rubio, Governor Ron DeSantis, and Laura Trump. They're all on the docket to speak. And that's coming up. So at 6:08 to 6:55, Senate Candidate Hour with Kerry Lake and Mike Rogers, Dave McCormick, our buddy from Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick, he's going to be speaking as well. We have a number of members of Congress, including our very own friend Jeff Van Drew, speaking tonight. Vivek Ramaswamy takes the stage at about 7:30. A little bit later in the show, Nikki Haley, Governor Ron DeSantis takes the stage tonight at the RNC at 8:24 p.m. And then you have Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who, of course, was at one time President Trump's press secretary. Dr. Ben Carson, Senator Marco Rubio, and Laura Trump closing out the night. The focus of the convention tonight, immigration and crime. Make America safe again. That's the big part of the platform tonight. And I think what Tulsi said before about how you got to do that by shutting down the border, number one, securing our southern border is key to that, and also standing with law enforcement. They're going to have a, discussion tonight about law enforcement and how crucial they are. And I imagine there'll be a lot of people thanking them for keeping us safe here in Milwaukee. No question about it. Now, I like the pick of J.D. Vance for a lot of reasons. Van Jones doesn't. The Never Trumpers don't either. Let's cue up cut number 7. So last night, Van Jones whining about how J.D. Vance is somehow even worse than Donald Trump. Yes, he's even worse. These people never stop with their doom and gloom prognostications. It really is remarkable to me how far they go with all this stuff. So here's Van Jones on Trump, cut number 7.
You know, part of the reason that J.D. Vance matters isn't for these kind of short-term electoral calculations. He matters because of what he means for the Republican Party long-term. This is cementing a kind of nationalism.
Yes.
Now, Trump, to your point, I agree with you. He's an instinctive, impulsive, intuitive nationalist. J.D. Vance is an ideological nationalist. That's a much more dangerous virus because he can make this, he can polish this stuff and make it seem palatable to people. He can sell this stuff to Silicon Valley. He can sell this stuff other places. And what it does is it locks the Republican Party on a pathway that I think is dangerous for the world. Again, the Ukrainians are now in deep trouble. NATO is now in deep trouble. Trump is, he could have gone with a Nikki Haley and signal to the world, hey, listen, I got to give stuff to my base, but I'm not going to abandon the world. This pick is a horror on the world stage. So J.D. Vance matters because Donald Trump is pointing the Republican Party in a very scary direction for the long term.
Let me tell you something. If he had picked Nikki Haley, you think the people on CNN, you think Van Jones would be saying, we got to back Nikki Haley. That's great. We're going to come on board the Trump train. Give me a break. That is always the lie. The minute that these people who are the so-called adults in the room, the sensible moderates, blah, 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 whatever else you want to vomit, word vomit, the minute they wind up becoming part of the team, then all of a sudden Van Jones will be turning around and going, oh, Nikki Haley, she's a big warmonger. She's a warmonger, and she'd start World War III if she could, and now she's going to lay down and help Donald Trump, help Vladimir Putin, and help make Putin strong again. They would turn her in a heartbeat. Like that's why you should never make these picks based on the reaction you think you're going to get from the corporate media, because they're never, ever going to like anything that you do, period. J.D. Vance, cut number 5, was asked about the attempted assassination on President Trump. He sat down with Sean Hannity last night. He talked about what that means and why we need a thorough investigation. And again, they are stonewalling us, all of us, with this investigation. No doubt about it. Cut number 6.
You after what his response was, but
sure.
you weren't, didn't have the nicest things to say about him back.
Yep. I'm sorry, Andrew. Let's do cut number 5. My mistake.
Well, look, Sean, it's scary. I was actually playing mini golf with my kids when people started to text me and I realized the president had been shot. Of course, I didn't know what his condition was. My first reaction was just to pray for him. I was terrified. If President Trump had been killed, of course, terrible, 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 but the reverberations in the country, it would have been a world historic tragedy. Thank God he was okay. I don't know enough about the security protocols, but I was a United States Marine, and 150 yards is not nearly enough of a security
perimeter. That's a layup.
For
anybody that has any skill at all.
With any skill at shooting, it's amazing, Sean, frankly, that he wasn't hurt much, much worse. So I think there needs to be a full-scale investigation. We need to understand what happened, because clearly mistakes were made. I mean, look, the Secret Service ran up there. They put their bodies over him. They reacted quickly. That's not what worries me. What worries me is, why was there a shooter 150 yards from the President of the United States? It doesn't make an ounce of sense, but we need to understand why. Because look, Sean, you know this. A lot of Americans are extremely worried about President Trump, rightfully so, and they're very skeptical of the official narrative on anything. The way to solve that is to get to the bottom of this, understand what happened, and fix it so it doesn't happen again.
There's a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions about this. I really do. And I think as more and more details come out, that's very, very clear. But the Secret Service director says she's not going anywhere. And Biden certainly feels safe with the Secret Service. So he sat down with Lester Holt last night. And this is what President Biden said. We'll cue up cut number 10. He sat down with Lester Holt, said a bunch of different things. But I tell you, he doesn't see any problem with this. And you know the reason why? Because of two reasons. Number one, the Secret Service director is all in on the DEI hire nonsense. And number two is the fact that I'm not saying Biden wanted Donald Trump to die. I don't have enough evidence to suggest that. But I think there are people inside our government who did not want to keep President Trump safe, period. And I think that also the gross incompetence, the negligence, the DEI stuff, all these things. But the fact that Donald Trump was not given presidential-level Secret Service protection until after he nearly got his head blown off, there's a reason why Biden feels safe. He's got presidential-level Secret Service protection. Cut 10.
Is this a massive security failure?
I have had two meetings in the Situation Room with all the intelligence communities, the FBI, Secret Service, et cetera, and I've asked for a totally independent analysis, and we'll see what happens when that comes back.
Do you have confidence in the Secret Service? Do you feel safe?
I feel safe with the Secret Service, but look, and you saw what we did see was the Secret Service who responded risked their lives in responding. They're ready to give their lives to the president. The question is, should they have anticipated what happened? Should they have done what they needed to do to prevent this from happening? That's a question that's an open question.
That's an open question. How about we have hearings on this tomorrow? I know we're at the Republican National Convention, but how about we start having the hearings tomorrow, or we start having it at least on Monday? Matt DeSantis, apparently Joe Biden just said, I know what a black job is. Can you see if you can find that audio clip for me? I'd like to be able to bring that. Now, speaking of people that are vile human beings who go out there and raise the temperature on rhetoric. And again, I don't care about loud political rhetoric. I don't care if people say inflammatory things. America's been doing that since the founding of the Republic. I don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with people calling Donald Trump Hitler, because then people think there's a moral obligation to stop him. That's what I have a problem with. Well, two of the whack jobs who called Donald Trump Hitler over and over and over again, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. Now, they were taken off the air yesterday, and they were back on today threatening to quit. I got to tell you, I hope they do quit. They will never work. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? Like, I know if I quit tomorrow, or I get fired tomorrow, or I get fired tonight, which is a high possibility. Obviously, every day I'm flirting with disaster here on this program. But I know that the Pizzoli Army goes where I go. We got to turnkey this tomorrow on the internet. We'll do it. We'll be fine. Where do these two idiots go? They used to have a talk show. As you know this, Matt DeSantis, they used to have a talk show on WABC in New York back in the day. And it was terrible. Joe and Mika on the radio is even worse than Joe and Mika on television, if you can possibly imagine it. Because at least on television, you have the benefit of seeing how much they hate each other with their body language. But back then, they weren't married yet. What they were doing back then was they were, I think she was his gumata at the time, if I'm not mistaken. So there was a gumata thing. Anyway, don't worry about it. It's okay. Here's Mika and Joe. Take a listen.
Off the air, we'll talk about it on the air, because we talk about everything on the air. We were very surprised. We were very disappointed. And if we had known that there wasn't going to be the one news feed from NBC News across all NBC News channels, Willie, we obviously would have been in yesterday morning.
Yeah, I was here up early on Sunday morning with NBC's coverage. Savannah and I led the coverage on Sunday in the immediate aftermath, talking to eyewitnesses, talking to officials about what happened. Obviously suited up and ready to go for yesterday morning on a big morning, and we're told that something else was going to be broadcast. So we are here today going through a lot, catching up a little bit, but we want to be here for our audience, and we know you trust us, and we have ultimate respect for you guys. So we are here today. I wish we'd been here yesterday.
Yeah, we all wish we would have been here yesterday. We'd like to figure out exactly why there wasn't that one news feed.
And I think the reason why is this show began and continues 17 years later on being the place where you can go to have the hard conversations in a civil way. And so it seemed like now more than ever
is a time
that we would like to be on. And I think our viewers agree with that. So we continue. We are 5 minutes past the top of the hour.
No, and let me just say, next time we're told there's going to be a news feed replacing us, we will be in our
chairs.
We'll
be sitting here.
Yeah, and the news feed will be us, or they can get somebody
else
to host the show.
That would be a joy if they got somebody else. There's nothing civil about you two. You're part of the problem because you compared Trump to Hitler. I'm sorry, but everybody who compared Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler should lose their job. They should lose their job. It's not freedom of speech to do that. I mean, it is freedom of speech. I shouldn't say that. And this is not a thing where I want the government involved. I just think as a company, these companies should prove that it's unacceptable. Like you should not, in America, we should not be comparing our leaders to people like Hitler. And if you do that, you're not going to have a job here. Look, there's lots of things I can't say. I'm prohibited by the FCC from saying the seven deadly words, for example. There's certain things I can't say. Let me say those seven words right now for you. Here we go. They are blank. There are certain things I know I can't say. I can't discuss the details of the of my company being potentially bought by the Bond villain known as George Soros. There are certain things within my contract I'm barred from talking about. Every company has to make their rules for their employees. If you don't want to follow those rules, you should be gone. But the fact that NBC News will still employ people like Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, Joy Reid, and these others, that ABC News Disney China will still employ the ladies on The View who have made references to Donald Trump being Hitler, says a lot about them. And they do whatever they want. I don't care what they want to do. I would fire them. I would, because I wouldn't want my brand reflective of that. As a business move, I would not want my – I don't want anything to happen to them legally. That's why it's not a First Amendment issue. Say whatever you want. You want to compare Trump to Hitler? First Amendment protects you that? Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I'll defend your right to say it. But I don't think you should get a paycheck to do it, because I think that that reflects poorly on your brand. So as a company, if I were the CEO, I don't want people on my network comparing him to Adolf Hitler. I think it makes us look bad. It makes us look like freaking crazy whack jobs, and that's not a good look for us. All right, coming up, the president of the Heritage Foundation is going to join us a little bit later in the show. But next up, we have the president and the founder and CEO of Rumble himself. Is going to be here. We'll tell you about all the exciting things going on at the RNC that Rumble has been doing. Very, very cool. I'm looking forward to that conversation as well. Live at the Republican National Convention, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. You know, Mama Zioli's done a lot of great things for me in my life. One of the greatest things she's done is she has reached out and found Dr. Mike Veneria. You hear that applause? We go find out what that is. Dr. Mike Veneria. I've been telling you about him. He's a great dentist, one of the absolute best. And you know, my whole family goes to Dr. Mike, whose level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. You know, it's now July. We're in the back half of the year. If you haven't been to the dentist yet, I hate to break it. Don't worry about it, Matt. It's okay. I hate to break it to you, but you're overdue. So I'd recommend visiting the dentist twice a year. I'm not trying to sound like Mama Zioli, but if you don't see the dentist, you're going to have a problem. So Dr. Mike and his staff makes it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile we all want. And Dr. Mike has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So reach out to him today by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. My dentist and my friend, the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Chris Pavlovsky, the founder and CEO of Rumble. My man, it's great to see you in person.
It's great to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we are streaming right now live on Rumble, and this is really cool because I think you guys are doing great things over there. And unlike a lot of other sites, you don't censor people.
Yeah, well, you know, we believe in that thing we call the First Amendment, and that the UN calls it the Article 19 in the UN Declaration of Human Rights. They call it a human right. If you imagine that, it's called freedom of expression, free speech. We believe in that.
That's fantastic. Rumble's all over the place here. I've seen a giant studio over there. I saw Dan Bongino's there. Now, what's his role with everything with Rumble?
So the way it went was that I started this business in 2013 to kind of help the small creator, you know, your friends, family, aunts and uncles. Mm-hmm. I saw that they weren't getting distribution and monetization that they could have been getting on the incumbent platforms like YouTube, etc. So we built Rumble on the promise to help those small creators get their distribution and monetization. I get a phone call, and I'm Canadian at the time, and I get a phone call from the ranking member of the U.S. House Intel Committee in the summer of 2020, and I'm thinking I'm under some kind of investigation or something. Yeah. for censorship. And he asks me a really simple question. He's like, Chris, if I bring my podcast over to Rumble and I search for my name, am I going to find it? And I'm like, absolutely. So he brings it over. It was Congressman Devin Nunes at the time, and he gets 200,000 to 300,000 subscribers in 2 to 3 months, whereas in his congressional district in California, he only had 10,000 subscribers on YouTube after 4 years of promotion. So call that whatever you want, censorship, shadow banning. It wasn't right, that's for sure. And shortly after that, Dan Bongino comes and invests in the company, and the rest is history. We become like one of the leading platforms in the world, hosting the biggest streams, and then the President Trump joins in the summer of 2021, and we end up going public on the NASDAQ under ticker RUM in 2022, and we're sitting here today at the Republican National Convention in 2024.
Congratulations. It's a great success story. It's an American success story right there. It truly is.
It is. I come from humble beginnings. My parents are actually immigrants from Europe, it's just hard work.
Yeah.
Believing in something, and then working super, super hard at it, and we're where we are now. We have a multi-billion-dollar market cap on the NASDAQ. It is really, truly an American story.
Now, what brings you to the RNC specifically?
So, you know, we're a streaming provider for the official GOP channel. We have a footprint here. We're hosting a lot of shows. We have a lot of prominent creators like Dan Bongino mm-hmm. that do their live streams from over here. We have also we have shows from like Steven Crowder. They're doing yep. their shows here. Don Jr. is doing their show here. So we have a wide variety of creators. Tons of creators are using our footprint here to broadcast their shows live from the RNC. So we're just here as the platform to support them to get their message out, and that's what we're here for.
So I have a pretty big following. I'm pretty blessed with that, and I want to start doing more on Rumble. And my podcast, which we talked about before, the Rich Scioli podcast on Rumble, I don't have the credentials to log in, so I said I need some help. So the CEO is going to help me. So Chris is going to help me, which is pretty awesome. You need a guy. You got a guy. It's a CEO. But I want to start streaming my podcast separate from my radio show on Rumble. I want to do that every day. I want to start building that and growing that. Is that that's a good move for me to do, I'm thinking.
Yeah, and we're trying to make it as easy as possible for anyone to be able to do that. We've come up with a new software, and one of the parts of the software is actually patented. Well, it's patent pending right now, and it's called Rumble Studio. So it allows you to just go straight from your phone or straight from your desktop to easily stream, and you can stream agnostically to all platforms. If you want to go to X and you want to go to YouTube and you want to go to Twitch and you want to go to Rumble, you can do all of them at the same time, multi-stream for free. We don't charge a fee to do it. And in addition to that, we even provide the option for you to read ads and do rads through your stream. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. If you want to do it and make some money, you can do it. And we're trying to make it just super easy for everyone to get online, be able to stream live and authentically speak to their audience.
So you are helping other creators make money, and that's a key element of this, I think, right? You're looking to see other people. You're helping make America wealthy again, Chris. That was the theme of last night's convention. So,
yeah, we're doing our best to try to help creators monetize build the tools that they need in order to monetize. Unfortunately, on the other platforms these days, they are picking and choosing what people should hear and see, and they're also picking and choosing which creators should be monetized and which shouldn't be monetized, and we don't believe in that. We believe in fostering dialogue and authentic expression and allowing people to speak their mind. I believe we're all adults in the room, and you know, we can choose to pick and choose what we want to hear and say, hear and see, and it's not the government or a platform's right to step in front of that and try to tell us what to think. I'm fully against that, and I think that's, you know, these other platforms think they look at us like we're not smart, and we just don't do that. We don't believe in that, and we believe in having an unfiltered, authentic expression for people to hear and see. And people want that. People want authenticity. They're done of this fake stuff that we're seeing across all corporate media. Everything is agenda driven. Everything's got a narrative. Everything is like being pushed by somebody, something. People want to go right to the independent creator. They want to go right to the individual and see what they actually think without anybody telling them what to say or do.
You know, Chris, as I sit here, and I'm the founder and CEO of Rumble, Chris Pavlovsky is with me right now. I see I'm very different than it was in 2016. 2020, obviously, there was no convention because of COVID, but there's a lot more streaming shows right now versus traditional conventional over-the-air radio. Like, we're over the radio, we're also streaming, but there's a lot who are just streaming, and they're reaching massive audiences.
Yeah, no, I believe radio and talk radio specifically and the streaming community are almost they're so similar, they're converging in a way, like you're streaming right now. I believe, you know, talk radio and streaming combined is a very powerful medium. Like, you now have chats that are going down during the stream, so you typically talk radio, you have people calling in. Now you with talk radio, like, you can have people chat in as well through your streams. I think they're very similar audiences. They're maybe different audiences, I should say, but very similar mediums to get the message out. Talk radio and streaming are, it's like streaming is the modern day talk radio and that's why there's so many talk radio hosts. Dan Bongino is a perfect example of someone that is massive on radio and uses streaming, and his streaming show is the biggest right now that I know of in the United States. Every day, you know, at 11 a.m., he's pulling in over 100,000 people live on his streams, and then he's all simultaneously doing radio at the same time. So I believe they work very well together, both streaming and radio.
Well, I think it's terrific. We're going to do our best to help, not that you need it, but to help continue to promote Rumble. And I think that it's the future. I'm grateful that we have a platform, because in addition to just censoring people's thoughts and deciding who they should hear from, big tech, yourself excluded, and X now, because prior then was Twitter, they also engage in some really, really messed up stuff in terms of censorship and pushing the government's narrative too. And I have a real problem with that because we need to be able to be to have a place where we can challenge our government. That's the whole essence of the First Amendment. It's literally so that people can challenge the government. And they were complicit in silencing things the government did not want people talking about. That is beyond just simply censoring an opinion or pushing to monetize somebody else. That's engaging in precisely what the First Amendment is designed to prevent.
Absolutely. You're hitting right at the core. And the big issue is that government has been using corporate America and these, you know, ad cartels like GARM and large companies to do their bidding and censoring speech and shifting narrative to a specific way. And that is absolutely a violation. You can't act as an agent of the government to violate the First Amendment. That's illegal.
Yeah.
And that should not be happening. And that's what is happening. And we're seeing all this kind of come out now with the GARM and the Judiciary Committee recently releasing all that stuff around GARM. It's crazy.
I don't think a lot of people know about GARM.
Yeah,
can you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, it's basically an advertising, I call it a cartel, but it's not a cartel.
Hey, if the name fits,
it's
Chris,
like,
you know.
It's like a nonprofit organization that's supposed to be there to help big corporate companies help them where to spend their money for advertising. And they released all these emails basically of them trying to, what seems that they were in the act of trying to boycott companies like Rumble and Daily Wire and X, etc. Specifically, emails were with regards to X, and telling people not to spend their ad dollars there if they don't do specific things around speech, and too much free speech is not appropriate for them. Well, you know, that's the First Amendment. That's a core principle of the United States of America. To go against that basic human right as GARM was advocating for, which represents all these companies, these large companies that spend huge advertising dollars, they're basically forcing speech to go in a specific way. If you're on the right, they didn't want to touch you. If you're on the left, here's all the money in the world for advertising. So that's kind of what it looks like, in a simple way to put it, but it's completely inappropriate. It should not be happening. We shouldn't be seeing it, but it's happening. And that's basically why you see a lot of these big entities only speak a specific way about politics. They have a narrative that they have to stay in a specific lane in order to get those advertising dollars. And that's not America. That's not the way it should be run.
No. You're a hero, man. You really are. Because the fight is about information. That really is the fight of the future. The government wants to control information. They want to tell us what is disinformation. They want to control the narrative. And as long as we have sites like yours, we can get the message out. And we can push back. And we can have the truth. That's why you're a true American patriot and a hero, Chris. I mean that sincerely. Because the fight of the future is going to be for information and who controls it. And if we don't have spaces where we can actually get the truth out and the message out without it being censored by government or pushed away because of advertising dollars, we are not a free people. So I mean that sincerely. I thank you. I really do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And how can we follow you on social media?
So I'm on Rumble, Chris Rumble. I'm also on X at Chris Pavlovsky, and I'm on Truth Social at Chris.
Great. Great stuff, my
friend.
Thank you for coming by. Thanks for your help with my handle. He's going to help me with
my
Rumble handle. That's great, right? I got a guy. All right, we're live with the Republican National Convention. We'll take a quick break. We'll do a quick turnaround. We'll come right back. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We have the president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, is going to join me in the next hour. We're going to talk about Project 2025 and, all the scary things about it. Joe Biden was speaking at the NAACP convention. What's all the cheering going on, Matt DeSantis, over here at Media Row at the RNC?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I genuinely have no clue.
There seems to be a lot of cheering over there.
I think it's a broadcast that has a large number of employees that are in attendance.
Oh.
So anything the host says, they applaud and cheer.
You should just do that.
I'm only one man.
That's true.
More.
You're only one guy. That's a good point. So Clay Travis and Buck Sexton are broadcasting right across the way over there. And, yo, Jack, what's up, buddy? Good to see you, man. Dan Bongino's over there. And Jack Sobiec just walked by. Should probably get him back on the show.
I'm
going
to see if I should.
Yeah, let's get Jack
on. I'll
be
back.
Why not? We got to get Philly's own. He's got his wife and kids, though. He might be a little busy right now. But, no, this is a fun time. It's a great time to be here at the RNC, and we're having a good time with it. So Biden's at the NAACP. He was yelling his head off, screaming his head off, and he says he knows what a black job is. I don't even know what that means, but a friend of mine sent it to me and said it's one of the most cringeworthy things she's ever heard him say. And by the way, he said a lot of very cringeworthy things. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Take a listen.
Well, I'm serious. Go figure. From a guy who spread the birthism lie against Barack Obama, saying he wasn't born in America and he wasn't a U.S. citizen. Of course, here's what he thinks of black jobs. I love his phrase, black jobs. It tells a lot about the man and about his character. Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
I know what a black job is. That's what he just said. It's the president of the United States. Vice President of the United States. That's enough of him. Thank you very much. You got to jump on now? You got time?
I got time. Jump in, my man.
Let's do it. It's great. I'm fired up. Jack Sobieck, the man himself, is here. What's up, buddy? Good to see you.
Always good to be on WPHT, 1210 a.m., the big talker, Philadelphia.
It's hard to believe you used to work there, considering how freaking big you are
first,
now. But
first internship in all of media was an internship with Dom Giordano back in those days. And there was a morning host. I don't remember the morning host's name back in those days, but some guy who's got another place now. But, yeah, it was like 2000, working with Walter Koch.
Yeah.
And Grace Blazer and just everybody back there. And, you know, I still remember, like back in the day when we used to do press clips, we actually had to do clips. We had to clip newspapers. You know, that's how long ago it was.
Your success has been great, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I got to get your thoughts, though, as a special forces guy, military guy, intelligence guy. Yeah. Talk to me about the shooting attempt on President Trump.
Look,
there's so many things coming out, Jack.
I mean, this situation. I mean, it goes without saying that this never should have happened. But you know, I keep hearing these ridiculous comments from the Secret Service director, and she's saying that actually his security was increased. Well, if his security was increased, then what was it like before?
Yeah.
Because this is not security. Look, when you're protecting a principal or a primary, a detailee, as you would say in the parlance, and I did a couple of presidential visits for just site intel going in internationally, they'll bring in military assets for that on occasion when you've got presidential or that level Secret Service detailee going overseas, is that, I mean, you run through every vantage point, you run through motorcade routes, you make sure you know where hospitals are, you make sure you know where exfil is, all that stuff. And the idea that a roof directly within the sight line of your primary would be uncovered in such a way, and in addition to that, by the way, it's not just the roof, but if you look at some of the videos, there's a chain link fence essentially on that side of the perimeter.
Yeah, so you sent that out earlier.
So all the people on that side of the fence were from the outside, meaning they had not been checked. Mm-hmm. Meaning that, yes, of course, we know the guy was on the roof, but all of those people also on that side of the fence could also be potential threats, because when you're putting yourself in that posture, you must assume any potential threat could come from what vector. So this is why, for example, when you go to some of the events, you'll see, and there was one at this event as well, where you see the large cranes and the American flags hanging down. Well, those are meant to be anti-sniper implements, in addition to decoration and patriotism,
yeah, sure,
and all
yeah.
that. But the idea is you're blocking sight lines for a potential vector. And so, you know, this time around, it just seems like there was this massive, massive lapse. Now, whether that's in resources, and of course, they're playing the blame game now of, it was the local police. No, that's a joke. Every presidential event or nominee or former president, the security is run by the Secret Service, full stop.
Yeah.
Now, do they divvy it up? Do they put, you know, certain local agencies and partners in charge of different other areas? Sure, fine. But it's always run by Secret Service. And I've done through Turning Point, couldn't even tell you how many events with the president when he was running or then when he was president. And so we've never had an issue like this before. And it is incomprehensible to me that security could have been that lapse for a presidential event. And by the way, I've even talked to folks who were at the rally. These are people who staffers and people on the campaign that have been to dozens and upon dozens of rallies, and they've said that even there they felt like the resources were light, just in terms of first responders, just in terms of EMS resources. For example, it was a hot day, and they were worried about people falling out, people getting hydration, this type of thing. And they noticed that it seemed like the security teams and the emergency teams that were there weren't enough to deal with just the crowd size in addition to any potential threats.
Jack, everybody always says we got to wait for all the facts to come out, But I worry about who are the people investigating the facts, quite frankly.
Oh, Merrick Garland is in charge of it. I'm sure we can all trust him. He certainly got nothing but President Trump's best interests at heart. Yeah.
You doing your show live from here?
We're doing the show live. We've been doing this. But then, of course, I'm also kind of doubling down with Charlie Kirk and in the War Room because, as you know, the War Room is without a host right now.
Right.
Also because of Merrick Garland and my message to Joe Biden and all these guys for saying we want to unite, we want to unite the country. I'd love to unite. I think that's wonderful. And the first thing they can do to show they want to unite is commute the sentence of Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, so that when I want to talk to my friend Steve, I don't have to use the DOJ email encrypted app, that he should be right here. So Joe Biden could do that within 5 minutes of signing a pen, and I challenge him to do so.
That would be an amazing, amazing thing to show unity, right?
Show
because
unity.
Considering that what Bannon and Navarro did, or what Democrats did, who never got in trouble for doing those things.
You've got a Attorney General of the Department of Justice right now who is sitting on the HER tapes and will
right.
not release them.
Right.
Literally
as we're talking right now. Yeah.
Which is the same exact thing that Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro are currently in jail for mm-hmm. at the orders of his department. And so it's ridiculous to me, by the way, and I'll throw some heat as well at the Republicans in the House for not going through with Anna Paulina Luna.
I agree.
And this inherent contempt ruling. And it's by the way, it's not just that I vindictively want Merrick Garland behind bars, even though, I mean, come on. But it's the point is, and we write about this in, so I have this book out on humans, and we talk about the history of communism, the history of all these, when political systems go wrong. And it's when you have this massive imbalance and one side doesn't respond in order to restore the balance, that's when systems get completely overturned, countries become completely subverted, governments fall apart. I have no idea who's in charge of the U.S. government right now. I don't think anyone listening knows who's actually in charge of our government. It's clear.
Even Democrats are saying that, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
Democrats are saying that Joe Biden's out of
charge. I love, by the way, they said Republicans spread conspiracies.
Yeah.
After Biden debate, and I said, wait a minute, this isn't a conspiracy, claiming that the media covered it. I said, wait, that's your own coverage.
Yeah, they were cheap. They said they were cheap fakes. I heard them, Jack.
Fakes.
They said that to us.
You said that they put the bubble around Biden, that he wasn't there. And we've had reporting, by the way, there is part of the media that has told you that from day one, told you from the start, and that's called the conservative media, and that's called independent media, and that's called new media, non-corporate media, that has been telling you from day one, chapter and verse, mm-hmm. that there is a conspiracy of silence around Joe Biden. There is something that's clearly not well with him, and they're preventing people from. Now, we didn't know that it got so bad that even the residence staff of the White House do you need a coffee, sir? Those type of guys, let me get your laundry. They weren't even given access to Joe Biden. We've never seen anything like this, and it's striking to me that the media seems completely uncurious as to why that was.
How can we follow you in all things, Jack?
Well, right now, like I said, we're doing the book, humanevents.com. We've completely resurrected it, and then I've got the show Human Events Daily, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern each day on Real America's Voice.
When is the book out? Is it out now?
The book just dropped as of July 9th.
Okay,
so
great.
It is out now. We're all good books are sold. Should say we're all good books are banned.
Well, I see your beautiful wife. You outkicked your coverage, by the way, and
big
your beautiful
time.
Kids.
Big time.
So I'll let you go. I appreciate your time, my man. Keep up
Look,
the good
always,
fight. Okay?
Always have time for the people of WPHT, the greatest radio station in the country.
Poso, my man. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick break live from the RNC. Let me tell you real fast about Emmons Roofing and Siding, because they are great people and they do great work. And there are no slope roofs as an excuse, not with my friends at Emmons, that's for sure. Just go to E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. When it comes to your home is everything, right? 10% off for each and every one of my listeners on roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, and doors. They are the best in the business. Matt and Stephanie are great friends of mine personally, and they will make sure that you are happy. They pride themselves in the work that they do. Emmons is the real deal, truly. For generations, they've been doing great work, and for I've been using them for 7 years. For 7 years. Do you have a property at the shore that needs updating? Emmons will do that for you as well. And when it comes to your home, remember, these are investments you're making in your home. That's money that's going to get right back in your pocket. And with 10% off, there's never been a better time to get that lifetime Owens Corning roof, the Anderson window replacement, door siding, and so much more. EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We have the president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, is going to join me in the next hour. We're going to talk about Project 2025 and, ooh, all the scary things about it. Joe Biden was speaking at the NAACP convention. What's all the cheering going on, Matt DeSantis, over here at Media Row at the RNC?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I genuinely have no clue.
There seems to be a lot of cheering over there.
I think it's a broadcast that has a large number of employees that are in attendance.
Oh.
So anything the host says, they applaud and cheer.
You should just do that.
I'm only one man.
That's true.
More.
You're only one guy. That's a good point. So Clay Travis and Buck Sexton are broadcasting right across the way over there. And, yo, Jack, what's up, buddy? Good to see you, man. Dan Bongino's over there, and Jack Sobiech just walked by. Should probably get him back on the show.
See if I should.
Yeah, let's get Jack
on. I'll
be
back.
Why not? We got to get Philly's own. He's got his wife and kids, though. He might be a little busy right now. But, no, this is a fun time. It's a great time to be here at the RNC, and we're having a good time with it. So Biden's at the NAACP. He was yelling his head off, screaming his head off, and he says he knows what a black job is. I don't even know what that means, but a friend of mine sent it to me and said it's one of the most cringeworthy things she's ever heard him say. And by the way, he said a lot of very cringeworthy things. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Take a listen.
Well, I'm serious. Go figure. From a guy who spread the birthism lie against Barack Obama, saying he wasn't born in America and he wasn't a U.S. citizen. Of course, here's what he thinks of black jobs. I love his phrase, black jobs. It tells a lot about the man and about his character. Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
I know what a black job is. That's what he just said. It's the president of the United States. Vice President of the United States. That's enough of him. Thank you very much. You got to jump on now? You got time?
I got time. Jump in, my man.
Let's do it. It's great. I'm fired up. Jack Sobiech, the man himself, is here. What's up, buddy? Good to see you.
Always good to be on WPHT, 1210 AM, the big talker, Philadelphia.
It's hard to believe you used to work there, considering how freaking big you are
first,
now. But
first internship in all of media was an internship with Dom Giordano back in those days. And there was a morning host. I don't remember the morning host's name back in those days, but some guy who's got another place now. But, yeah, it was like 2000, working with Walter Koch.
Yeah.
And Grace Blazer and just everybody back there. And, you know, I still remember, like back in the day when we used to do press clips, we actually had to do clips. We had to clip newspapers. You know, that's how long ago it was.
Your success has been great, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I got to get your thoughts, though, as a special forces guy, military guy, intelligence guy. Yeah. Talk to me about the shooting attempt on President Trump.
Look,
there's so many things coming out, Jack.
I mean, this situation. I mean, it goes without saying that this never should have happened. But you know, I keep hearing these ridiculous comments from the Secret Service director, and she's saying that actually his security was increased. Well, if his security was increased, then what was it like before?
Yeah.
Because this is not security. Look, when you're protecting a principal or a primary, a detailee, as you would say in the parlance, and I did a couple of presidential visits for just site intel going in internationally, they'll bring in military assets for that on occasion when you've got presidential or that level Secret Service detailee going overseas, is that, I mean, you run through every vantage point. You run through motorcade routes. You make sure you know where hospitals are. You make sure you know where exfil is, all that stuff. And the idea that a roof directly within the sight line of your primary would be uncovered in such a way. And in addition to that, by the way, it's not just the roof, but if you look at some of the videos, there's a chain link fence essentially on that side of the perimeter.
Yeah, so you sent that out earlier.
Where so all the people on that side of the fence were from the outside, meaning they had not been checked. Mm-hmm. Meaning that, yes, of course, we know the guy was on the roof, but all of those people also on that side of the fence could also be potential threats, because when you're putting yourself in that posture, you must assume any potential threat could come from what vector. So this is why, for example, when you go to some of the events, you'll see, and there was one at this event as well, where you see the large cranes and the American flags hanging down. Well, those are meant to be anti-sniper implements, to in addition to decoration and patriotism,
yeah, sure,
and all
yeah.
that. But the idea is you're blocking sight lines for a potential vector. And so, you know, this time around, it just seems like there was this massive, massive lapse. Now, whether that's in resources, and of course they're playing the blame game now of, well, it was the local police. No, that's a joke. Every presidential event or nominee or former president, the security is run by the Secret Service, full stop.
Yeah.
Now, do they divvy it up? Do they put, you know, certain local agencies and partners in charge of different other areas? Sure, fine. But it's always run by Secret Service. And I've done through Turning Point, couldn't even tell you how many events mm-hmm. with the president when he was running, or then when he was president. And so we've never had an issue like this before. And it is incomprehensible to me that security could have been that lapse for a presidential event. And by the way, I've even talked to folks who were at the rally. These are people who staffers and you know, people on the campaign that have been to dozens and upon dozens of rallies. And they've said that even there, they felt like the resources were light, just in terms of first responders, just in terms of EMS resources. For example, it was a hot day, and they were worried about people falling out, people getting hydration, this type of thing. And they noticed that it seemed like the security teams and the emergency teams that were there weren't enough to deal with just the crowd size in addition to any potential threats.
Jack, you know, everybody always says we got to wait for all the facts to come out, wait for all the facts to come out. But I worry about who are the people investigating the facts, quite frankly.
Oh, Merrick Garland is in charge of it. I'm sure we can all trust him. He certainly got nothing but President Trump's best interests at heart. Yeah.
You doing your show live from here?
We're doing the show live. We've been doing this. But then, of course, I'm also kind of doubling down with Charlie Kirk and in the War Room, because, as you know, the War Room is without a host right now.
Right.
Also, because of Merrick Garland and my message to Joe Biden and all these guys for saying we want to unite, we want to unite the country. I'd love to unite. I think that's wonderful. And the first thing they can do to show they want to unite is commute the sentence of Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, so that when I want to talk to my friend Steve, I don't have to use the DOJ email encrypted app, that he should be right here. So Joe Biden could do that within 5 minutes of signing a pen, and I challenge him to do so.
That would be an amazing, amazing thing to show unity, right?
Show
because
unity.
Considering that what Bannon and Navarro did, or what Democrats did, who never got in trouble for doing those things.
You've got a Attorney General of the Department of Justice right now who is sitting on the HER tapes and will
right.
not release them.
Right.
Literally
as we're talking right now. Yeah.
Which is the same exact thing that Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro are currently in jail for mm-hmm. at the orders of his department. And so it's ridiculous to me, by the way, and I'll throw some heat as well at the Republicans in the House for not going through with Anna Paulina Luna.
I agree.
And this
yep.
inherent contempt ruling. And it's and by the way, it's not just that I vindictively want Merrick Garland behind bars, even though, I mean, come on. But it's the point is, and we write about this in, so I have this book out on humans, and we talk about the history of communism, the history of all these, when political systems go wrong. And it's when you have this massive imbalance and one side doesn't respond in order to restore the balance, that's when systems get completely overturned, countries become completely subverted, governments fall apart. I have no idea who's in charge of the U.S. government right now. I don't think anyone listening knows who's actually in charge of our government. It's clear.
Even Democrats are saying that,
that's
by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
Democrats are saying that Joe Biden's out of
charge. I love,
by
the way, they said Republicans spread conspiracies.
Yeah.
After Biden debate, and I said, wait a minute, this isn't a conspiracy, claiming that the media covered it. I said, wait, that's your own coverage.
Yeah, they were cheap fakes. They said they were cheap fakes. I heard them, Jack.
Fakes.
They said that to us.
You said that they put the bubble around Biden, that he wasn't there. And we've had reporting, by the way, there is part of the media that has told you that from day one, told you it from the start, and that's called the conservative media, and that's called independent media, and that's called new media, non-corporate media, that has been telling you from day one, chapter and verse, mm-hmm. that there is a conspiracy of silence around Joe Biden. There is something that's clearly not well with him, and they're preventing people from. Now, we didn't know that it got so bad that even the residence staff of the White House did just the, you know, do you need a yeah. coffee, sir? Those type of guys, you know, let me get your, you know, your laundry. They weren't even given access to Joe Biden. We've never seen anything like this. And it's striking to me that the media seems completely uncurious as to why that was.
How can we follow you in all things, Jack?
Well, you know, right now, like I said, we're doing the book, humanevents.com. We've completely resurrected it. And then I've got the show Human Events Daily, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern each day on Real America's Voice.
When is the book out? Is it out now?
The book just dropped as of July 9th.
Okay,
so
great.
It is out now. We're all good books are sold. Excellent. I should say we're all good books are banned.
Well, I see your beautiful wife. You outkicked your coverage, by the way, and
big
your beautiful
time.
Kids.
Big time.
So I'll let you go. I appreciate your time, my man. Keep up
Look,
the good fight. Okay?
Always have time for the people of WPHT, the greatest radio station in the country.
Poso, my man. All right. Thank
Rock
you, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
All right. We'll take a quick break live from the RNC. Let me tell you real fast about Emmons Roofing and Siding, because they are great people and they do great work. And there are no slope roofs as an excuse. Not with my friends at Emmons, that's for sure. Just go to E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. When it comes to your home is everything, right? 10% off for each and every one of my listeners on roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, and doors. They are the best in the business. Matt and Stephanie are great friends of mine personally, and they will make sure that you are happy. They pride themselves in the work that they do. Emmons is the real deal, truly. For generations, they've been doing great work, and I've been using them for 7 years. For 7 years. Do you have a property at the shore that needs updating? Emmons will do that for you as well. And when it comes to your home, remember, these are investments you're making in your home. That's money that's going to get right back in your pocket. And with 10% off, there's never been a better time to get that lifetime Owens Corning roof, the Anderson window replacement, door siding, and so much more. EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Rick Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.